Okay, so last week we spoke about the learning during Chazor Sashatz, and we came out not so much into it, but we don't even really, I mean, we're talking about learning during Chazor Sashatz, which is such a major shaila. It's Moshe that asks it, and Mishnah Berurah says they really should be zar not to do it, and if there's not nine people listening, then Chazor Sashatz, it could be that it's Mamash Abracha Levatala. So we don't really, I guess, have to even get into talking during Chazor HaShatz. If you see what the Chaymer Indian is learning during Chazor HaShatz, then we don't even have to get to the next step. So we spoke out that we saw that there is the Ramami Panu. He speaks out that in his Shiloh that someone who's learning during Chazor HaShatz, so he says that Avada, the guy's answering Amen. There's no Shiloh that the guy was answering Amen, because he has to answer Amen. So he says that even if he doesn't know what bracha he's making, what bracha the Chazor HaShatz, what the Shliach Tzibur is making, he can still answer Amen. And it's not a problem of Amen Yisayma. And the Mishnah Berurah we saw seems not to go like that. Mishnah Berurah we saw seems to say that someone who's learning, and obviously he's being mechaven at the end of the bracha, so he knows which bracha it is in order for his Amen not to be an Amen Yisayma. So you see the Mishnah Berurah was naming on that if you don't know which bracha you're answering, then it's an Amen Yisayma. So you just, we spoke about that machlokes, and I think it'd be nice to get into that sugya of Amen Yisayma. But before we get to Amen Yisayma, I think we have to lay a little bit of a foundation for what Amen is. When do you answer Amen? Is there a chiyuv to answer Amen? Is it a mitzvah to answer Amen? When should you? So we'll start off with the the Gemara and the Nalach Manveiz, by the way, just Agav, it's interesting that, you know, sometimes you have a shir and then the thing comes up, the shayla comes up right away. So this week, we had a shayla this morning already, because everyone takes off their tefillin by right before Musaf. And then when do you usually wrap up your tefillin? In Chazor HaShatz. Right,
during Kedusha.
No, during Kedusha, I mean, whenever, Kedusha, Chazor HaShatz. So, I mean, what we said, according to what we said last week, that you shouldn't be collecting tzedakah, you shouldn't be learning, you shouldn't be all you should be doing is being mechaven, then really you should wait till after Chazor HaShatz before you start wrapping up a tefillin.
I'd wait too.
Yeah, he was the chazan.
I heard that the correct approach is to wrap it up immediately.
Before you even start Shemoneh Esrei?
It's usually not enough time.
Because, yeah, I heard this from...
I don't know if you have time because of Hefzik.
The reason is because
you can't start right away. You could answer the Zoyan to leave the tefillin unwrapped.
So I think it's a little problem because, you know, you have to answer Amen. You're supposed to start Shemoneh Esrei, I think, right away.
Right.
And then, and especially if the Tzibur's starting, you should start with them. So practically, I don't know how much time you're going to have, though.
Chazan sets the standard, he sets the timer.
But maybe that's another thing we can get into at one point.
We're trying to make Shemoneh Esrei as close to Kedusha as possible, isn't that what?
Okay, so anyway, but now we're getting on to the new sugya of Amen. So the Gemara in Brachos Nun Aleph on the Beis is the Mishnah, starts off Elu Dvarim, but we're going to go all the way to the end. It says there, V'aynin Amen Achri Yisrael HaMavarech. You should answer Amen after a Yid makes a Bracha. You don't make a bracha. You don't say amen after a kusi makes a bracha. Ad sheyishma kol habracha kula. You have to hear the entire bracha if a kusi is making the bracha. So obviously, what is that mashma? That's mashma that when a yid's making a bracha, you do not have to hear the entire bracha to answer amen. So before we even see Rashi, let's jump to the Gemara. And it's on the next page, and we'll flip back in a second. So the next page is the Gemara, a daf or two later. Amid days, and the Gemara starts off about the two dots for end of the line. It says, "Lemimra di Yisrael afal gav deloy shama kula bracha aina." So the Gemara asks, "You're telling me no, Todd, just one page." So you're telling me that the Yisrael, even though you did not hear the entire bracha, you should still answer amen. In fact, the Gemara v'chiloy shama hechi nafik. If you don't hear the whole bracha, how are you going to be yoytza that chiyuv? So I'm chiyuv barav. So he's talking about, no, he's not eating with them, and therefore he's not mechuyev in that bracha. So we see a lot from this one line of the Gemara. First of all, the Gemara thought, when the Mishnah said that you're supposed to answer amen when a yid makes a bracha, we think that that means when you have to be yoytz of the mitzvah. So let's say the blowing shayfer. So the chazan gets up there and he says the bracha of tekir shayfer. And everyone obviously has to be yotze with that mitzvah. And that mitzvah, if you don't hear the whole bracha, you should still answer amen. So fact the Gemara, but if you don't hear the whole bracha, how are you yotze the mitzvah? So obviously the Gemara is learning that in order to be yotze a mitzvah, a bracha, you have to be yotze that bracha. You have to hear the entire bracha. Yeah. You know, in order to be yotze, so you have to hear. And then so the Gemara answers, no, we're talking about in a case where you not want to be yotze. So if you want to be yotze, about it, you have to hear the whole bracha to answer amen. No shaila at all. So you know, they always make a clock. When before, you know, everyone should have in mind that they're being yotze, the mitzvah, or whatever it is, the bracha. So I mean, you have to hear the whole bracha also. But if you don't hear the whole bracha, but if it's just rishus, if there's not a chiv that you're trying to be yotze, so then even if you do not hear the whole bracha, you can be yotze. And so this will take us to Siman Rachid Gimel before we get into the next thing. So the first inyan of answering amen and listening to bracha is when you're mechuyev in that mitzvah, when you're trying to be yotze that mitzvah. So there we saw from the Gemara that you have to hear the bracha at Yahweh Paskin. So it's Rachid Gimel Siv Gimel. It starts off Ein yotze dechevasa v'shmias habracha afilu yana amen. You're not yotze your chiyuv by hearing a bracha, even if you answer amen. Ela im kein sheshamad mitchilasa v'ad soifa. Unless you hear the entire bracha mitchila v'ad soifa. Vinis chavin lotzis v'yidei chavasa. He adds another thing here. That also you have to have kavana to be yotze. And then the last part, which is also important. V'amavarech nischavin gamkin lohoitziyah yidei chavasa. Also the person making the bracha has to have in mind that he's being yotze you. Not just that you want to be yotze with this guy making a bracha. That guy making the bracha has to be have in mind to be yotze. So when we make a klaf on the bima and we say that everyone should have in mind to be yotze this mitzvah, the person who's saying the bracha should also know that he has to have in mind to be yotze everybody else.
That's the only time you're allowed to say amen.
No. This is
to be yotze.
This is in order to be yotze. So you have to
have in mind specifically a person or just in general that you met to others.
Yeah. So no, I don't think yes. No, you don't have to have specific people. Just being yotze, everyone who's listening.
You can exclude people if you want.
Anyone who's listening.
Everybody except for
him. Everyone who's listening to the bracha. Anyway, so that's what he starts off in Sifyud Gimel. But the point is that the main nekuda here, what I'm trying to bring out, is that you have to hear the whole bracha. And that's what, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yud Ches, he says, midasasam. Since the Mechaber doesn't say which bracha we're talking about, he just sasam. He says, a person wants to be yotze any bracha. So he says, midasasam, mashma, da akol brachas kai. All the brachas. Vafilu bracha shehem derabanan. Even brachas that are just being a din derabanan. Bein and dafka sheyachavin lotzeis yedei mitzvah. So you have to have in mind to be yotze the mitzvah, and you have to hear the whole bracha. So there's a shaila. Why is he speaking this out? Because there's a shaila about mitzvah tzrichas kavana, right? He's agav throwing this thing in. Now, from this gemara, all we really see is that you have to hear the whole bracha in order to be yotze the mitzvah and to be able to answer amen.
Why does he need to specify mitzvahs or brachas derabanan? All but two.
Well, but, I mean, to do a mitzvah though. Let's say
a mitzvah derabanan.
Mitzvah derabanan. Right. Okay. So to, yeah. Okay. So
well,
so.
What I understand is like to be mitzi is that you have to have in mind that he's being mitzi you. He has to have in mind that he's being mitzi you. And that if somebody's not hearing one of the brachas, it's like cutting it off, so to speak.
Yeah, and therefore you're not going to be yotze. So the point is that we have a thing. That we have a lacha that there's a machalik is mitzvah tzrichas kavana or not. So we pass in mitzvah tzrichas kavana. But there's a shaila about what about a mitzvah derabanan? Our mitzvah derabanan, do you have to be mechavim for mitzvah derabanan or not in order to be yaitzim? So here it seems from the shabru he's saying that you have to have mitzvah tzrichas kavana even by din derabanan. Okay, but the main point here is that when you want to come to be yotze chiyuv, you have to hear the whole bracha, and if you don't hear the bracha, even if you answer amen to it, it's not going to help you, you're not going to be yotze the mitzvah. That's the first darga. So the first darga is you want to be yotze the mitzvah. Now let's go back to the Mishnah. So again, the Gemara learned that this Mishnah is talking about when you're not coming to be yotze the mitzvah. The Gemara just threw that in, that obviously we're not talking about that, because otherwise you do have to hear the whole thing. So, but this Mishnah is clearly not talking about a time when you have to be yotze the mitzvah. So it must be that it's talking about Rishus. You just want to answer amen. You hear a guy making a bracha, you don't have to be yotze that mitzvah, you're just making his own bracha on, you know, the mitzvah lechem and arts, whatever. So then the Mishnah says you should answer amen. So take a look at, the Mishnah is saying you don't have to hear the whole bracha. What part of the bracha do you have to hear? So Rashi there, see, I underline it, Rashi says, Oinen amen achi yisrael ha-mavarech. Rashi says, "Afilu loishama el asayf habracha."
The Mishnah says that, right?
Well, the Mishnah says that you don't have to hear the whole bracha. So, what does it mean that you don't have to hear the whole bracha? What part do you have to hear?
Because the kuti, you know, obviously make a bracha someday.
What did you say?
By a kuti, kusi.
Right. You have to hear the whole bracha.
Right, because he might not be saying the bracha to Hashem.
Right. I mean, that's part of it. Yeah, sure. So what are you saying? So you're saying
it has to be the end bracha.
So the end of the bracha. So okay. But what part of the end of the bracha? So does he have to? I mean, as long as you hear, let's say, min haaretz, would that be enough? So according to the Rashi,
in the end, which part?
So the Rashi is saying, no, as long as you hear the end of the bracha, you're okay. That's according to Rashi. So now again, so just flip two pages and you get to the Rosh. So the Rosh again starts. He says, va'ayin and amin achi shal mavarech. Ve'ein einin amin acher akum hamavarech ash yishmas kol bracha avalachi Yisrael af al pishle shama es kol bracha kivon sheshama shehisker Hashem einin acher of amin. So the Rosh says, since you heard Hashem's name, that's enough to give you the bracha. Now you have to hear the end of the bracha also. But he's saying
the whole bracha.
So you don't have to hear baruch ata. Yeah. So you know that much.
It's not
so much
of a heter. It's just maybe in the middle.
The middle one. So I mean, you have to hear the sefer. I know you have to hear the sefer. You have to hear the sefer bracha also. But I mean,
them said doesn't matter as much.
Oh yeah, maybe them. You have to Hashem and the sefer bracha. Yeah.
He's not talking about being yotze the bracha, right?
No, because in order to be yotze, you have to hear the whole bracha. That was.
Talking about saying amen.
Now we're just saying something. You want to answer amen? This mission says that you should.
We have by kusi. We're not sure where he's holding, so you have to hear the whole bracha to make sure that he's saying the shem Hashem and the rest of the bracha.
Right. I mean, yeah.
By goy, it's nothing. So.
The shas
is in between.
Yeah, I mean, Akusi, because, right, really, the Shah Akusi is not really a. But, okay, but for a Yid, so we see right away, there's Machlokes, the Rashi, and the Rosh, how much of the Bracha do you have to hear? Rashi says, as long as you walk in, you hear him saying, you know, Priya Eitz, you can answer Amen. According to the Rosh, that's not enough. You have to hear the Shem's name as part of the Bracha. So that is the Rosh. Now the other shaila really is that when the Mishnah says Oinin Amen Achi Yisrael Mavarech, what is that Lashon? Is that Lashon telling you that it's a Chiv? Is it saying it's a Mitzvah? Is it saying it's a Maila? Is it a nice thing? It's a Rishus? What?
The Gemara talks about in Alexandria they would wave.
But let's just okay. So step at a time, one step at a time. So this Mishnah says Oinin Amen. So what does this mean? Oinin Amen. Is it a chiyuv? Is it a mitzvah? So it wasn't so clear from the Rosh or Rashi, you know, what is it, from the Gemara, whether it's a chiyuv or not. So the next thing is the Rambam. Okay, the next page is the Rambam. So this is the Rambam Hilchos Brachos Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Gimel. He says, "Kol Hashemea Echad MiYisrael Mevarich Bracha MiKol HaBrachos Kula." Anybody who hears a yid make a bracha from any of the brachas, Af Al Pi Shloi Shama HaBracha Kula, even if he did not hear the whole bracha Mitchilu Vatzayif. So you didn't hear the whole bracha. He's not chayiv in that bracha. Chayiv la'anois amen. So the Rambam makes it very clear what his opinion is that not just is this a mitzvah, this is a rishus, it's a nice thing. He is saying that it's a chiyuv. It's very important, very negayah. You walk in and somebody's saying the end of a bracha, you have a chiyuv to answer amen. And if you don't, there can be major implications.
You know, there's a lot of which part of the bracha you need to hear or not. Right.
He doesn't say whether you have to hear Hashem's name or not. Right. Yeah, but he's saying you don't have to hear the whole bracha. That much he does say. So
what is the chiyuv? So the chiyuv to answer amen. What's the chiyuv? What's the root of the chiyuv?
I mean, why are you chiyuv to answer?
Yeah, what's the root of it?
You hear Eidus Hashem, maybe.
No, why are you mechiyuv? I mean, if you're not being yoyt to the mitzvah, then what's the chiyuv? Yeah. I hear. But but the Rambam's learning that clear that it's a chiyuv was a little more clear than the Rosh and the Rashi. They just said that you should answer.
Why is he saying
I don't know. He just says no, I don't know why. Right. I mean, I didn't see why it would be a chiyuv. I mean, just you hear a Shevach to Hashem, you hear something maybe. Yeah, here. No, it's something to think about. I hear. Okay. But he's learning that it is a chiyuv. Okay, so that's the Rambam. The next page is the Tur. The Tur, when he brings this halacha, so it's Reish Tes Vav Siv Beis. So Reish Tes Vav, so he starts off, Einein Amen Ach Yisrael HaMavarech. So you should answer Amen after he makes a bracha. Af Al Pi Shloi Shama Kol Bracha Ela Haskaras Hashem. So you see the Tor is learning like the Rosh, like his father, the Rosh. So the Tor saying that you have to hear Hashem's name, and you should answer Amen, and then you skip all the way to the bottom of the Tor. He says, V'yira de'oinin de'ka'amar lav chiyuva ka'amar. This that I'm saying that you answer Amen when you're not mechuyiv in that mitzvah, it's just a mitzvah. It's not a chiyuv. Mm-hmm. So here, right away, you see there's a machlokes, the Ram and the Tor.
Well, loved up, because the Ram doesn't say, he just says, you have chayav to answer. He doesn't make the differentiation whether you're talking about a mitzvah, berachas hananan, or anything like that. The Tor seems to just carve out.
What are you saying? The Ram is learning what?
The Ram just says straight out. It doesn't say what type of bracha you're talking about.
Yeah, but saying, it sounds like,
So the Ram would mean all brachas.
Yeah, unless you limit it. But I would assume he's talking about all brachas that are, you know, that you're not mechuyev. So the Bach and other, they're busy with why is the Tor arguing on the Rambam? Can the Tor argue on the Rambam? And is the Tor arguing? So it's a Shiloh, but from the Pasha of the Lashon of the Tor, he seems to be not going like the Rambam. He's saying that it's not a field, but it's just a myth. So now let's go to the, let's see how we pass. So you go to Reish Tez Vav in the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Beis. So we have two things we have to understand here. Number one, is he learning like the Rosh or Rashi that you have to hear Hashem's name? And is he learning like the Rambam or the Tor? Even if he did not hear the entire bracha, again, it doesn't say what you have to hear. So the Chaver is paskening like the Rambam that you are mechuyev to answer an amen to that bracha. You walk into your house, you hear one of the people making at the end of the bracha, you have to answer amen. It's a chiyuv. And you know that there's some pretty scary stories out there about if you're mechuyev to answer amen, you don't answer amen. There's the Vush brings some scary stories about what can happen with the Ein Shemar. So, this is a serious thing. According to the Mechaber, you're mechuyev to answer Amen.
He also says, he doesn't say that you daf have to hear the end. He says you don't hear the whole thing.
Right, so what does that mean?
Masha, you can even just hear the beginning, and then if you know that the bracha ended,
so let's
you
see.
Can just answer Amen.
Right, so that's part of the Mechaber. So let's see what the Mishnah Berurah talks about. So he says, Shalai Shama Kula, right away, Sivkan Vav. What did he, so Shama, he didn't hear the whole bracha. Sivkan Vav. Ella, what did he hear? Shama Rakshem Masker Hashem. V'soif ha-bracha. He hears Hashem's name and he hears the end of the bracha. That's like the Rosh. Chayv lanas amin acharav. So then you're mechuyev. That's when the Chaver is talking. You're mechuyev to answer amin. V'yesha paiskim. Then it means v'yesha paiskim. Da'afilu lo yishama rak chasinus ha-bracha. Tzarech lanas amin.
Can you give a diagram in the lesson of the Mishnah Berurah from there?
That what?
Because he says it's chayv lanas amin when you hear the shame and you hear the end.
And then he just says tzarech.
He says tzarech only if you just hear rak chasinus ha-bracha.
Tzarech, yeah.
I don't know.
I didn't make the deal, but it's interesting.
Meaning,
when he says tzarech, you know, I mean, but I hear the deal.
It's almost as tzarech as a chiyuv.
Yeah, I would think that tzarech is a chiyuv, but it's a good aura. Anyway, so he says, Yesh ha-paiskim, da'afil ha-shem ha-rak chasim ha-sabrachim. If you just hear the end of the bracha, like Rashi is learning, tzarech l'anasame. He said, El Yerabba, pass me that. V'ayim b'chai odom. V'chai odom says, she'echriach, da'afilu dea harishoyna. Even the first dea, that holds that you have to hear Hashem's name and the end of the bracha, Maida, Hecha sheyodeya al eza bracha hu oina. When he knows which bracha he's answering, Ditzarech lanes, that he has to answer. He has to answer Amen. So, yeah, I mean,
what does that mean?
So he's saying, even if you just know which bracha, you don't hear Hashem's name.
Okay.
Maybe you don't even hear the end of the bracha. But if you know which bracha they're answering, they even know which bracha they're saying, then you have to answer Amen. Even according to the first day that says you have to hear Hashem's name and you have to say bracha. Now, I mean, Pashut is a pell. I mean, so then what? He doesn't. What's the point of a sheet? I mean, he says you have to hear Hashem's name and say bracha, but you still have to answer Amen even if you
don't.
So how does that exactly work out? So, not sure. But he brings both sheets and he seems to say that you would have to answer Amen even if you just know which bracha they're holding.
What do we actually hear?
It's one or the other. If you either have to hear Hashem's name, or alternatively, if you know which bracha you're answering Amen to, you don't have to hear Hashem's name.
Okay, so if you're just by yourself,
if you walk in today and you hear Bashalom,
right? So then you wouldn't answer according to the Pershita. Yeah,
right. No, you would according to both. Because it's either have to fall into one of the five.
Right, so that right.
Either know what bracha it is, which you know. Is
so when are you ever going to not know the bracha, but not know not hear Hashem's name?
And if you hear, Hashabbos.
So he means you're not sure which bracha.
You're not sure what bracha you're answering.
So then you're not going to answer Amen.
Right. If you hear,
so I'm saying according to the first shita, then the whole point of when do you ever have to hear Hashem's name?
If by hearing the last word you don't know the bracha, you either have to hear Hashem's name or know what bracha you're answering to.
Either
so you're supposed to hear the whole bracha. You're supposed to hear from Hashem's name until the end. But if somehow, because you're very astute, you're able to know what bracha you're answering by hearing the last word or two, then you can say Amen to that.
When do you have to hear Hashem's name?
Let's say you don't know what bracha you're answering. If you hear the last word and you don't know what bracha you're answering Amen to. You only hear the last word, but you don't know the whole bracha.
So you hear Hashem.
It could be a number of different things.
No, but the first sheet is you have to have Hashem's name and the Seif HaBracha.
Right.
But then he said, then according to the Chai Adam, even if you don't have Hashem's name, you know which bracha, you still have to answer Amen.
Yeah. What's wrong?
When are you ever going to need to hear Hashem's name? That was the question.
If you hear the last word of the bracha, the Seif HaBracha, but you don't know what bracha you're answering Amen to, because it could be a number of different brachas.
So then you can't answer. But the reason why
you can't.
Right, but that doesn't mean, it's not because you didn't hear Hashem's name. It's because you know what bracha they're over.
Right.
It has to fall under one of those two
criteria. Right, when are you ever going to have...
Of the second one also,
yes, it does.
When
yes,
are you ever going to have where you know the bracha, but you don't have Hashem... I mean, if the criteria is that you just know, you have to know what the bracha is... If the criteria are, whatever, that you don't have to hear... you just have to know which bracha you're up to?
Yeah.
So then, so then you don't need Hashem's name. What do you ever have to share Hashem's name?
Do we make enough gemino also between bracha my mechuyev and that's mechuyev and bracha that's Shabbos number two? So something is making shackle as opposed to someone making a bracha to be yotzi you.
Again, so someone's being yotzi you, so then you have a whole bracha.
Right. But then we handle. Meaning, what if someone's just saying shackle? Would there be more of a leniency in terms of hearing everything or not?
Yeah, of course there is. If they're being yaitzi you, then you have to hear it.
Right.
If they're not being yaitzi you, and it's just rishus.
No, wait, if they're being yaitzi you, didn't we have the contention with the Rosh and Rashi?
No, because that's only that's just rishus.
Oh, that's just rishus.
Yeah, because the Gemara right away took care of any havamina that you would think that you can be yaitzi brach without hearing the whole bracha.
Okay.
You have to hear the entire bracha. It's very important.
They're handling rishus.
They're just handling some guy who makes a bracha.
Right.
And you just want to answer on it, or maybe you're mechuyev to answer on it. Right, that was a shayla. So really, yeah, that's why. The first step is, if you're being yoitz of this mitzvah, you have to hear the whole bracha. And you have to answer it. Well, the shayla is actually you don't have to answer it. But
also,
you have to hear the whole bracha.
Also, I'm just not maybe very clear about what... I mean, maybe we didn't talk about this.
Yeah, that's fine.
What Amin Yisayma is.
Right, so we're not there yet. That's why I'm trying to lay the foundation now.
It's under.
Okay.
That's like, because I don't want to...
We'll
get there.
Yeah, this is the next thing.
I would want to know what Yom Yisayim is to know exactly where...
Right, that's what I'm saying. If I was Sefer Yom Yisayim, then...
It's not much as if you looked ahead and you just wanted
to... No.
Like, ask a shout out to me, you know.
I think
like,
I saw...
Oh,
there we go.
Trust in there.
Okay, so... So that's the point. The point is that if you want to be Yotze Mitzvah, you have to hear the whole bracha. The next darga is that you're not being Yotze this mitzvah. You're just hearing it from somebody. There's a shaila whether you're mechuyev to answer Amen or it's just a nice thing or a mitzvah to answer Amen. And then the shaila is how much of the bracha you have to hear. So, l'chayr, the kipashas, there's two shitas. One says you have to hear Hashem's name. One says you have to hear the Seif HaBracha. Mishabur brings on both shitas. So I would think that even if you just hear the Seif HaBracha, you should answer Amen. Okay. In Sivkot Zion, he reiterates this point. He says, "Af pishen echayv." Writes a lamer of a kol shekain hechashu as mechayv by sebracha. When he's mechayv in that bracha, for writes a lot says brachas am mevarich mevade chayv lanas amin. Then avade he has to answer amin. L'hayir shegamu mechazeg mekayim devin mevarich. Okay. So then, achein oz bina dafki chish makal brach mechil batzai. But then he just reinforces this point that you have to to make this chiluk between whether you're mechuyev in the thing or whether this is just rishus. Okay, so now that we have this, now we can start getting into Amen Yisayim. So you have to keep this all in mind when we talk about Amen Yisayim. That's the trick.
You know, this is not like the Rashi and the Rosh.
Not that specifically, no. The different dargas over here. So, you know, whether you're mechuyev or whether it's just a rishus. What's funny, when I heard, when I was listening to, I was trying to hear what, you know, what other people said, shiurim on Amin Yisoyimo. It was hard for me to track down, you know, shiurim on Amin Yisoyimo. There's shiurim on Amin, and the importance of Amin, and here listening to Amin, but specifically Amin Yisoyimo was hard to dig up. And it's also interesting that if you, the classic case that you hear, when you hear somebody talking about Amin Yisoyimo is, I mean, from what I heard, I only heard a few shiurim, that they say that if you wait too long before you answer the bracha, so someone makes the bracha, right? You know, and then you wait for a minute and then you answer Amin. So that's the classic example.
Is there
Tech Dibur?
What's the?
Yes, so it has to be. You have to answer Amin Tech Dibur. So if you wait longer, so he says that's an Amin Yisoyimo. So it's interesting when you look, when we're going to learn it, you'll see whether that's like the first case that jumps out.
Also, when people say Amin before the bracha is also finished.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's also, yeah, of course, because yeah, it's not connecting to any bracha. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. So we're at the next thing, Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, and this is a Gemara in Brachas. Ein einen loy amen chatufa v'loy amen ketufa v'loy amen yisayma. So you shouldn't answer these different types of amens, and the last one is what we're concentrating on, v'loy amen yisayma. So what is an amen yisayma? Let's see Rashi. Yisayma, shalai shama habracha ela shashama sha'einen amen. You didn't hear the bracha, you just heard people are answering amen.
Not the classic case.
Not the classic case. Yeah, I mean, not the case that I've been hearing. You know, this is the bracha here is where you don't hear the bracha, and you hear it. So now, he asks the kasha from what you were talking about before. So before, let's just set the stage about what this shul was. There was a big shul in Mitzrayim that it fit, in Alexandria, that fit over 1 million people. That's how big the shul was. The chiddush was that they didn't make any breakoff minyan. Maybe they did.
Maybe that was the
breakoff. But the point is that. So they had a shul with over 1 million people. And over 1 million people. And
They were not
Alexandria, yeah.
Was it 1 million people, or are you just throwing in a number?
The Gemara says it was two times the Yotze Mitzrayim. So Yotze Mitzrayim was 600,000. So over 1 million. Yeah, okay, 1.2.
That's only the men.
Did they use a balcony?
The Yidden and Alexandria were not going to the Chiyah
Mamish. The women stayed at home.
They're going to go more on men, just a large number without being.
I mean, it says specifically.
It's a lot.
It says specifically.
More than bells. More than bells.
Yeah, it could be.
More than bells, any of them know Roy.
It's a goddess.
Exaggerations. Yeah, it could be an exaggeration.
Especially when the Gemara
is. Okay, but the point is, it doesn't really matter how many people. Okay, the point is. It was a very huge shul, and obviously, when you have that many people in the shul, you can't hear the chazan, and not everybody can hear the chazan unless you're, you know, within the first, I don't know, 100,000. Anyway, so over there, what they would do is that in order to know where everyone's holding, where are we holding, when it's time for to answer amen, they would wave flags. Mm-hmm. So the obvious kasha is going to ask, oh, we're amen yisayma. Here we go. That's mamash and amen yisayma. So, Frakta Rashi, Bahadarmina Bahalo, this is what we say in Chol and Gemara and Sukkah, Shadach Sajj, Shamitzrayim. Hayim Anif and Bisudarim. They would wave the flags. Kishagi Eslanas Amen. Then when they would come time to answer Amen, Amaloy Shami, they didn't hear the bracha, Vikanu. So they would have answered the bracha. Aitzan Amen Yisayma. So he says, no. Hanu made the Yadi Shehem Ainin Acha Bracha. They knew that they were answering after a bracha. Ve'al eiz a bracha. Hey, man, they knew exactly which bracha they're answering to. Elash lehayu shaymin es hakol. They just didn't hear the call. Okay, so before we go any weiter, now that we had our foundation about when you're mechuyev in something, when it's a reshus, what's the obvious kasha?
Still didn't hear Hashem.
No,
they didn't hear Hashem's name.
Did the chiyuv to hear the bracha in Chazaras Hashatz?
Oh, we decided yes, that's
what it is. Yeah. So if it's a chiyuv to hear the bracha, so then you have to hear the whole bracha.
No.
But it would not be in Yotzi and Mitzvah.
Okay, so then what do we say? So let's just be clear what we're saying. So obviously, everyone was bikiyim, It has to be that everyone was Bikian.
Here's your answer.
Right?
Your answer.
And that there's 10 people listening, right? So therefore, it has to be that Alexander were talking about is that there was no Chiv.
A million Bikian.
Because if there's a Chiv, you have to hit all both, right? Okay, and then we're just stuck with our last Kasha. Okay, but I just want to make that clear that's what you have to say in order to get out of this Kasha, because otherwise you have to hit the whole bracha, right?
The Chiv is only on the first 10. The 10 are listening. Whoever the 10 are, there's a Chiv. After that, there's no Chiv.
Right. So, I mean, it's a mitzvah. It's a big thing. That's what you should do.
We're going to say which guy is a chiyah.
But you have to understand also, I mean, but if it has to be that everyone's bekiyim.
Right.
So everybody there had to be bekiyim and tefillah in that time.
We need 9 people saying amen, right?
And then you need 9, 10, yeah.
If you spare, you're not done yet.
Right.
Flexible.
Right.
You're only 90.
Okay, but that's clear. And then the only kasha that you're going to be left with is that you didn't hear the Sefer Bracha at all. You didn't, for sure didn't hear Hashem's name. Okay, so that will deal with later. But okay, now let's go to Taisus. Amin Yisayma. She'ein Shemeah HaBracha Mepiyam Avarev. So Taisus says again, you did not hear the Bracha from the person making the Bracha. Vayin Acher Achim. You just hear other people, Shashamu Amin. You hear other people saying Amin, and that's how you answer Amin. Again, Rabbi Lichtig. You know, the same... The example that Taisus gives is also that you didn't hear that. So he says, Tema. Isn't that like Rashi, like Aga, Baha, Darmin? He says, Tema. Darmin and Besukah, Valchsad, Yisham, and Shayim, 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 Kal, Gadol. There's a huge congregation. They were not able to hear from the Mavarach. I mean, if the Sudarim, they'd wave the flags, because they should know, Hasim, Rachav, Yanu, Amen. Same Kash as Rashi, right? Seems like the same exact Kash as Rashi. What's his tarot? Tzvi Shleimer. Shahayud Yoydim, Beza, Bracha, Chazanayim. They knew which Bracha they were. They were following along in the Siddur. They knew. What? Same answer. They didn't hear it. But over here we're talking about Shainim Yaidim Klal Hechan Achaz Naiman. Here we don't know. You don't know anything. You just walk in and you just hear everybody answering Amen. So I mean, Hechan Achaz Naiman was spell. There's a bracha who Amen. Ela Ayn Achachem. Blush me avoidia. So is Taisus the first thing that we have to deal with? Right, you have to deal with this kasha. Is that is Taisus the exact same thing as Rashi? Taisus asks the same kasha and Lachari he gives the same exact answer.
Right.
Did Taisus not see Rashi? I mean. So some say, oh yeah.
Normally you would quote Rashi.
Sometimes you quote Rashi, yeah.
There's a difference.
Huh?
The difference is Shmiya or Yediya. Tosfos throws in Yediya. Rashi doesn't say Yediya.
Ela ayin achar chen b'lo Shmiya v'lo Yediya. So what? So you want to? So what? So what are you saying?
If you know without answer, the question is: what if you know which bracha you're answering to, but you don't hear it?
No, but Rashi, they both say that. That's
oh, no, then they both say that's okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So what would be the difference? Is there a difference between Taisus and Rashi? How could Taisus be saying the same exact kasha in Taisus and Rashi?
No, Taisus didn't have his gears in Rashi.
Huh?
Taisus didn't have his gears in Rashi.
Okay, so that, you know, that's one way to get out, but we're not going to cap out like that, right?
Come on. Okay.
So we don't want to cap out like that. So I was just thinking like this, and
it seemed very similar.
I remember I had a rabbi that would always just say, when you think that Tosfos is answering the same exact thing as Rashi, he's asking the same kasha, you know there's a very doctor-stick difference between them, and that's what Tosfos is coming to bring up.
Tosfos sounds like it's not the answer from everyone else's answering amen. It's like sort of like a rolling amen.
Yeah.
Because it says at the end, like, Ela Aina Acher Acherim, Elo Shmir Elo Yedia. So what's the Acherim that he's talking about? They're answering after the other people.
Right, so other people are answering amen.
Right. I don't know if Rashi says that. Because it sounds like sort of a rolling amen. The people in the front here, they say amen, and then the people here, everyone else say amen, right. Sort of rolls to the back.
Yeah, so saying that
so once you, he's Taisus seems like once you know that the Elam is already answering amen.
But he's saying that would be an amen yisayim. Taisus saying that would be an amen. That's saying, he's saying, but here, he's saying, where did he start? Aval Hacha. It says Aval Hacha in the Gemara that says that you shouldn't answer Amin Yisayma. Hacha, we're talking about where you don't know where the Chazan is there and you just hear other people answering Amin. Uh-huh. So that would be an Amin Yisayma. No, but I was just thinking that just very, very similar. I think what you were saying is that what is an Amin Yisayma? So Taisus, so they both bring from Alexander Shem Mitzrayim that they both agree on. What exactly happened over there? Everybody knew what the bracha they're holding, and so memela what? Memela, what do we? How do we apply that to Amin Yisayma? So Taisus says that here we're talking about where there's you're in shul. Taisus says here you're in shul. The chazan is standing there, and you don't know what bracha he's up to. But what about when you're not in shul? Taisus doesn't talk about the case. Taisus says over here we're talking about that you're in shul.
I mean, you're not in shul outside of shul.
No, what Taisus?
I mean, it's Tom hearing a bracha from...
Right, Tom, you walk into your house.
Yeah.
You hear somebody say... you hear people answering amen. And you don't know what, you just want to answer Amen with there. Yeah. So, but Taisus seems to emphasize that over here, but by an Amen Yisayim, what we're talking about where there's a chazan and you don't know what bracha, like, Mashayin came outside, you think you knew which bracha. But Rashi doesn't say that you, over here you're talking about that you're in shul. So I would say that Rashi maybe is talking about in all cases. You walk into your house.
Why would it be different?
Okay, well, we can talk about that. But at least the chilek, you see it. I think that there will be difference, and you'll see when we get more into Amin Yisayim.
Okay, so okay. I'm not sure where he's going with this, but I have a problem because the case that everyone asks from is in shul. That's a case of shul. And we're saying that the problem
who's
the answers that was the problem because they that means if you're in shul and you didn't know, that's also not good. And if you're not in shul, it's for sure not good.
Well, so why well I don't know. You just made a kol shekin. So I don't know if you make that kol shekin. Maybe an Amin Yisayim is only when you're in a shul. Maybe it's only when you're in a tzibur. I don't know, but I'm saying we can see. But it's just... Just because Taisus emphasizes, like, why would Taisus say, Masha ain't okay. Like, Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi just says, over there, it's talking about where they knew that what they knew. If Rashi meant to say that, so therefore, also over here, when you're in shul, then Rashi would have said that.
But he just... The fact that speaking out the finish is a bigger thing, because saying the, even though you're in shul and there's a chaz and everyone answering on minutes, one of the 18 brachas, let's say, Still, you shouldn't say
right.
That's what
Taisus is
saying.
Okay, that's a nice shot. I'm just saying, but you see that there's a difference between the way Rashi sets it up and Taisus. Taisus says over here, the Namin Yisayim is when you don't know where the Chazan's holding. Why is it? Just say, when you don't know what the Bracha is, then that's a Namin Yisayim. So I think that we'll see as we go on. I'm not sure I'm going to get to today, but I think we'll see that there could be a difference. That whether an Amin Yisayim has a din of an Amin Yisayim if you're not in a tzibur, if other people are not being yotze mitzvah. Okay? Fine. So that's Rashi and the Tais over here. Now, let's get to the Gemara and Sukkah. This is where the real sugya is. So, I mean, the sugya of the Alexandria. So, we have the next page, which is Nun Bezam and Alv. And this is a Taisvis and Sukkah, which is on that Gemara of Alexandria. So, really, the Gemara, just so you should know, the Gemara from the Alexandria is Nun Alv from the Bez. That talks about this whole shul over there. But Taisus ended up on this. There's not enough room, so Taisus ended up on this page. In the Bezam and Alv. So Taisus here brings the Aruch. Taisus here brings the Aruch. And he says, the Aruch, kasha le Rabbeinu Nissen. So he says, the Aruch, he brings the Aruch. He says, it's kasha le Rabbeinu Nissen. You might be familiar with this kasha. Ha the Amar Bereish Gemar the Shloisha Sha'achu. This that we said in the Gemara Brachas. The Gemara Brachas that we were just talking about. Ein Einin Amin Yisayma. Here you didn't hear the bracha. El ba'hanafas asadurim. They just waved the flags. Yodim shegi ayin asame. V'hein ayinin amin yisayma. Umefarish b'shem rabbanu d'meim rava. Now here's where it might get a little different. Well, tell me if this is different. Here, so they explain that rabbanu d'meim rava. She'al mishahu chayiv bracha ka'amar. Someone who is mechuyiv a bracha. Uba'aniyasai amen raitza latzes yedei chayvasai. And when he's answering Amen, he wants to be yoitza his chiyuv. Tzarech sheyishma va'achakach yana Amen v'lo yana Amen yisayma. Don't answer an Amen yisayma when you want to be yoitza your chiyuv. So now we have another taish on what Amen yisayma is. Now we're starting to see that now Amen yisayma is not so broad. According to this pshat, Amen yisayma is only when you are trying to be yoitza a chiyuv, and you don't hear. Here's what it says. You have to hear the bracha, and then answer Amen. If you don't hear the bracha, and you answer Amen, and you're trying to be yaita, then it's an Amen Yisayim. So he says, "Aye, the had the ayin Amen Yahanaf Sidurim. What about over there in the shul? Right in the shul, you're not being yaita achiyev. So Taisus names on a father over there. You would think that when they're in shul, they're coming to be yaita achiyev.
Why didn't Rashi and Taisus bring us chiluk before?
No, they weren't. They didn't. I mean, this what is an aura. This is an aura. They don't have. They're not mashabbat with the aura.
What chiyuv are you being yosef by saying Amen during kodesh and shatz?
Right.
Well, maybe they're not. They're not. There's not. There's some people that are not picking.
Okay, so yeah. Those people have to hear the bracha.
So Amen, what's the function of Amen? Amen is that if I'm not a baki, it helps me to be yosef the bracha.
Right.
What if I'm a baki and I don't answer Amen? Okay, whatever the reason, not answering Amen.
So is that would that be an Amen yisayma according to the aura? No.
Yeah, I mean, someone's being mindsy me kiddush.
Oh, but then you're trying to be yaitzi.
So I have to say, I mean, to be yaitzi.
Yeah. And you have to hear, no, but you have to hear the whole bracha.
No, I hear the whole bracha and I don't answer amen.
According to Mishra Berurah, it seems that you have to answer amen. There's a shita that says that you don't have to answer amen and it to be yotzei b'chiyuv. Mm-hmm. But hearing the whole bracha, you have to do. And if you don't and you answer amen according to this aruch, it's an amen yisayim, but nothing else. So then he says, what about the Achsadra case? So he says, Hayne b'kriya sefer Torah v'loy b'tfilah v'loy b'davashot shiach mitzi rav midei chavasam. So he says over there, obviously we're talking about when they're not coming to be Yotzei Chiyuv. So we all knew this, right? Because we all knew that if you want to be Yotzei Chiyuv, you have to hear the whole bracha. We already read this ice. But he's reading it ice now because he's saying that the only time you have ever negei an Amen Yisayimah is when you're trying to be Yotzei Chiyuv and you don't hear the whole bracha. And over there in Achsadra, it's not Shver. Because there, they weren't being trying to be Yotzei Bracha.
What did they do by Kiyas Shefer and
maybe that's I have no idea.
Yeah.
Maybe it was just a weekday minion. Yeah.
That's what he's saying. The fact that they stayed together for so long for that many people was a big mile enough.
Okay, so now let's just skip a little bit to the end of the Taisis where I've underlined. And now he brings from the Yerushalmi. V'brochus Yerushalmi b'soif elu dvarim kamar eza hi amen yisayma. What is considered an amen yisayma? Huna amen rav hein dechayiv loimer brocha v'lo yoda mahu oina. So the Yerushalmi Mamish says this exact parrots. I mean, well, he doesn't say the tarot. I mean, he's before, obviously. But the Yerushalmi says this thing, that an Amen Yisayim is only when you're mechuyiv to hear that bracha, and you don't know what you're answering to when you answer Amen. I underline the next few lines, we're going to skip that, and then just go to V'aid, last few lines. V'aid Yishleimar, there's another tarot. Just like the next tarot says, Yoidim Hayu L'chavin Seder Brachas. They knew to be mechaven to the Seder Brachas, Shazu Achazu B'minyan Shemayim Kesidrum. Basically, the same tarot as we knew from Rashi and Taisi before, that no, the Achsadra, they knew which bracha they were holding, and therefore, you know, that's why they were able to answer Amin. It wasn't an Amin Yisayim. But what the big chiddush here is the first pshat. This is this new thing, that an Amin Yisayim is not just if you don't hear the bracha and you answer Amin. An Amin Yisayim, according to the Yerushalmi, and according to the Aruch's first pshat, is only when you're mechuyiv, and someone's mechuyiv, you're trying to be yotzei bracha, trying to be yotzei mitzvah, and you answer Amen. That's an Amin Yisayim, when you don't hear the bracha. So, how should we pass him? So let's take a look at the riff. The next page is the riff. Eizahi Amin Yisayim. I think hopefully we'll get through this thing today, and then maybe next week we'll get to the actual halacha. Eza hi amen yisayma, Rav Huna amar hahu demechayiv lebracha, v'hu ani v'lo yada ma'ani. It's a person that's mechuyiv in a bracha, and he answers amen, but he doesn't know what he's answering to. So you see that the Rif is not learning like Rashi and Tosis in Sukkah, and not like the Bavli. The Bavli doesn't speak out in Sukkah that you hit mechuyiv to the bracha. He's learning like the Yerushalmi. That's how the Rif is passing, like the Yerushalmi in brachas.
It's not a din in the amen, it's a din in your Rif.
Yeah.
It's not shot like amen needs this. It's you, in order to answer, need that.
And when you still answer and you don't know that, then it will be an amen yisayim. Otherwise not. Now you see, by the way, you're seeing that there's a difference. And Amin Yisayim, I'm just saying, for that Taisis, when we were talking about before, you see that it could be that there's a difference whether something's considered an Amin Yisayim depending how much Mechuyiv the Bracha is. So I'm saying that...
Well, only, if it's a Chiyah, then it is Amin Yisayim, it's not a Chiyah.
Right, according to that, I'm saying even in our Taisis and Rashi, that I want to say that maybe there's a Chiyah between being in Shul and just as you walk into your house, you can see that. Now you're starting to hear that there could be a difference between an Amin Yisayim. Well, I was trying to say the difference between Taisus and Rashi. Rashi and Taisus over there, it sounds like the same tarot.
Right.
So we were saying that before. No, because Taisus limits it to when you're in shul and you don't know what bracha you're answering to. I'm just saying, you see from this Taisus that there's a difference between level of chiyuv when it comes to the amin, whether the amin's an amin yisayim.
So
it could be that that's how we can understand Taisus.
Taisus and shul is probably more likely that to be probably a chiyuv
Well, even if that Taisus is not learning like the Taisus in Sukkah,
right.
But you see from the Taisus in Sukkah that it could be an amin yisayim is not just you don't know a bracha, right. So what does it make a difference what bracha you are trying to answer?
So it does make.
So you see that from there, that it could be it does make a difference what bracha it is,
because
you see that this sheet, the whole thing, the bracha has to be a bracha that you mechuyiv in order for you to get to an amin yisayim. So let's see how the Rosh turns out. This is Gishmak. So this is the Rosh. He says v'loy amin yisayim. So how does the Rosh paskin? Yerushalmi Seif Perek Elu Dvarim Eza Hi Amin Yisayim. So this the end of the Yerushalmi says, what's an Amin Yisayim? Amar Baba Dein Di Yosef L'mevracha, somebody who sits to make a bracha, and there's a different gear, so Yosef or Mechuyiv to make a bracha. V'hu Ana, he answers, V'yadam Lama Hu Ana. So the Rosh also, he's learning like the Rif, he's learning like the Aruch over there, the Taisus, and the Yerushalmi, that in order to get an Amin Yisayim, it has to be the Mechuyiv and the bracha, and you don't know what you're answering. Ay, V'hod Amrinam Perakacholo. What?
Where does Rosh say that Yerushalmi?
Yeah, so I'm saying, he brings the Yerushalmi. So the Yerushalmi, he says, "Dein the Yosef Mevracha." It's a different girsa, but whatever they say on the bottom, that the girsa really is mechuyev. And you'll see from as he goes on that obviously he's learning that you're mechuyev to make a bracha. So he says like this: "V'hod Amrin Perakachal Gaba Di Yuchzut and Shal Sandra." This Shal Mitzrayim, that this Shul Mitzrayim Hachazma. I mean Al Bima Umeinif B'Sidur Meshas Mar Mevracha Kadei Sheyanu Amen. So how's he answer that? So over there, they're also mechuyev in the bracha, and they would just wave the flags.
Amen.
Because he says, "Hasam hayu yoidim say their brachas, valiz bracha ina name." There they knew what to say their brachas. So what's his next heretz? And then for the next heretz, you're going to see what he held in the first heretz, and then you're going to have a bam kasha. Inami farispalalu v'loy hayu chayovim ba'is a bracha. Or they already mispalal, so they're not. Therefore, they're not mechuyev in the bracha. So what did he learn in this first heretz?
They were
mechuyev. If they're mechuyev in the bracha, is there any sheet in the world that holds you don't have to hear the bracha? No, that was the first. That was the aleph base. That's what we started with. If you want to be yoytz of the mitzvah, you want to be yoytz of the chiyuv of brachas, you have to hear the whole bracha. And now it seems from the Rosh is saying, no, over there, as long as you know which bracha was, so then you can answer Amen.
Even if they were mechuyev in the bracha.
No, there you saw that they are mechuyev in the bracha. This is the first shita that we saw. But remember, I asked you from Rashi and Tais. I said over there, there are they mechuyev in the bracha? And I said, of course they can't be mechuyev in the bracha, because then you have to hear the whole bracha. That's how we started off this year, right? There's a halacha that if you want to be yoytza bracha, you have to hear the whole bracha. So that's what we all automatically assumed that Sanjay was talking about. Everyone's bekiyim, everyone davening, and therefore there's no one who's trying to be yoytza chiyim. Because if you want to be yoytza chiyim, you'd have to hear the whole bracha. But from this rush seems to be taking on nobody's saying that they would be. They are mechuyev over there now, Sanjay, and still you didn't have to hear the whole bracha. That's what he's saying, because the second teretz he's saying that they were mechuyev.
Right.
But in the first teretz, obviously he's learning that they were mechuyev. And he's saying that it's enough as long as they know which bracha.
Even though there was a chiyev.
Even though there's a chiyev. That's the pelatzuma on the rush.
After you daven b'yechidus and then you hear chazoras hashatz, is there a chiyev to hear chazoras hashatz?
If you daven yourself?
You daven with a tzibor, and now the chazan starts davening the chazoras hashatz. Is there a chiyev on you now to hear?
So we said last week that maybe there's a chiyuv for 9 people to hear it, otherwise it's going to be a bracha levatal.
To say amen.
9 people have to hear it because there's a takana.
What about everybody else?
There's technically not a chiyuv.
No.
We never really discussed.
So what are they hanging around for then?
That was the aleph base. That was Rashi Gimel. It's nothing to do with Amin Yisayim. This is Rashi Gimel. Siv Gimel says that you want to be Yaitza Chiv, you want to be Yaitza Bracha, you have to hear the whole Bracha. And then you have to answer Amin.
Maybe now there's a Chiv to hear.
That's the aleph base. So what's this Rosh talking about?
Yeah.
Mamash Apel on the Rosh. Everyone else, all the other Mefarshim, were able to get out of it because they didn't lock themselves in and say that they're talking about where Mitzrayim, they're Mechuyah.
Plus, they're probably Simon on the Rosh, as far as the replacement.
Oh, there you go. Okay, fine. So we'll leave it off here, and then Mr. Chan, next week we'll get to the Aloha of Amin Yisayim inside.